Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Randy Sklar here.
I'm Jason Sklar,
and we are the Sklar Brothers, and this is our daily podcast, our new venture that is called Sklarbro Country, the virus episodes, or the pandemic pods. I don't know. What do you like better?
I like two guys, one couch.
All right. We are distanced socially, safely, although this is about the distance we were in the womb.
You know what's interesting about this pandemic? I will say, if I'm looking for a silver
lining. What's interesting about this pandemic?
You know the one thing that's interesting about this pandemic?
What is the one thing that's interesting about the pandemic? And then we'll tell you why we're doing this podcast, but go ahead.
The thing that's interesting for me, silver lining, if I had to find one, and there are many.
There's too many to count.
Is that I don't have
silver linings right now are like toilet paper. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Everyone's got a bunch.
Easily accessible.
People are hoarding them. I don't have to touch Randy's skin. Now, I don't often do this. In my lifetime, I can maybe count on one bare hand the amount of times I've touched skin to skin on my brother. And I will say that when I touch Randy skin to skin, it feels like, you know how when you fall asleep on your arm?
Yep.
And it tingles for a little bit.
Then it goes dead.
You get dead arm.
Dead arm. It does not feel like your arm.
So you bang it against the wall a couple times just to get the feeling back in.
Why would you ever bang
someone else's arm against the wall?
It feels like you're banging someone else's arm.
It feels like an arm.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. You're just trying to pull yourself back.
Okay.
It's like touching Randy is like touching my own cold
dead self.
Dead self.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
So pandemic has made it socially acceptable to not even have to do that. Ever.
So thank you.
All right.
Glad
we got that out of the way.
Glad that's out of the way. But the reason we're doing this podcast is that we, like you, are trying to make our way through this crazy new normal of a world.
And we looked out there and we saw that nobody is doing a podcast.
So we said, look, this is fertile ground. It's wide open. No, what we wanted to do was give you a break because we're looking forward in our days and looking forward in our times. A break. Some sort of a 30 minutes a day. Not that much. You might put the AirPods in, the headphones in, and walk around, walk outside for 30 minutes and just give yourself a respite from the news.
We're going to post the video of this on YouTube. You can watch us. You can see where we are hunkered down in a bunker.
This is this is my basement. This is our take on the world as we see it every day. And we want to give you a little something every day to make you laugh, give you a little escape, because there aren't that many escapes anymore.
No, there are no escapes. There are only escape rooms.
Yep.
And that is scary and sad. We'll talk about the world as we see it, as we're moving through it. We will give you some recommendations of things to watch.
Things to listen to.
But we're not going to tell you to do it.
No, but we'll recommend it harshly.
If I cough at all, and I've coughed a few times, I will douse myself in Hello Kitty Purell.
He's going to drink it.
Randy is convinced I have the virus.
Yep.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the fact that there are no sports.
So this is something that is...
How are you coping,
Jimmy? I'm not coping well.
Right.
And the way I'm trying to, I guess, cope is that I am watching old games in their entirety as they are presented to me on television.
Right.
Not even
on YouTube.
No, on television. Not even teams that I care about. Or like the other day, I watched 1979 Cubs versus Phillies, the 23-22 game.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose betting on the game.
You know he had skin in that game.
He did have skin in that game. The way he slammed the ball down from first base. When he bounced the ball, the Cubs fans booed him. Here's the thing that I was taken by when I was watching this. The crowd
How
at the Cubs
game.
How
great was his hair?
His hair was unbelievable. It was like a hair helmet. It looked like... Like they were Bose.
Spaceballs.
Yeah, it was a Spaceballs
helmet.
So what I was taken by when they panned to shots of the crowd, nobody was wearing Cubs gear.
No.
Not one person. It was middle of summer. They were all wearing jeans and no shirts. So
jeans is it. They're so hot. They can't
They had to take their shirts off.
By the way.
Did we not know that shorts were an option in 1979?
We had shorts in 79. The truth of the matter is that like jeans of any sort.
It honestly, it looked like it could have been a concert.
Jeans.
It did not look like a Cubs
Listen,
game.
Jeans on tells me that you are willing to be hot for whatever you're doing. Shirt off tells me you don't care what the public thinks.
Right, but jeans on says you care what someone thinks.
And let me say, in 1979, is that what you did? Nobody worked out.
Yeah, no one was in shape.
Nobody worked out.
People were thin, but they were not in shape. There's a difference between...
You could drink more back then. It was nobody worked.
It was fascinating. I watched that. I watched a bunch of other games.
I watched the 92. I mean, I was watching the Fab Five and watched their tournament run. I watched the University of Michigan 1989 men's basketball team and their semifinal win against Illinois to get into the championship game against Seton Hall. And they were
amazing Illinois team.
The amazing Illinois team. And what was amazing to me is that no one had tattoos.
No one had tattoos, and no one took 3-point shots.
No, yeah,
there were like 8 3-pointers in the game.
That's it. A couple, like the 3-point line was something that people knew.
It was there.
It was like something that people knew about, but didn't really.
They didn't realize, hey, every time we go down, we could get three.
Yeah, we get 3 points instead of two. Nah,
we can get 1.5 amount of points every time if we start getting good
shooting. Nobody did analytics at all. So it was fascinating and interesting to see how that was. But it was, you know what? Because it transports me to another era.
Right.
So I'm not thinking about what's going on now. I'm actually thinking about what life was like back then and
how simple and beautiful it was.
That's right. That's right. So that's what we're going to try and provide with this podcast and talk about what you guys are doing. You can tweet at us. We're at Sklar Brothers, and you can ask us questions. We'll try and answer those. You can give us suggestions. Tell us things that you're watching, you're enjoying. Somebody sent us, this was so funny, the show Beyond Belief, where it feels like a Ripley's Believe It or Not type show.
Which that show is...
Ripley's Believe It or Not?
No, Beyond Belief is just
I mean, it's a little past what we could fully take in.
Yes.
And so there was someone slowed down what the host was saying.
Now, this is an old bit that they did on Jimmy Kimmel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk Bush, I think it was President Bush.
They slowed down what this guy was saying. And
it sounds like he's drunk.
Because he asked
like
a lot of questions at the beginning to get you into each episode and they strung them together.
Each of those questions.
Have you ever seen a plumber? Ever go to a truck stop?
Fun.
Yeah. Hilarious. So I highly recommend that. Check that out. These are fun things to do and take your mind off it. We are hoping that this podcast starts with a few people and those people share it with other people. We're even willing to take some people sharing it.
Even if you don't listen to it and you carry it to another person
and you share it with that other person, and then suddenly there are. It multiplies in
it
like
goes
a
viral,
huge way.
Really.
And people will then understand that this podcast then takes over what everybody is doing.
And you can't even contain it.
It's like the movie Outbreak, which I don't know if you know, their marketing plan was put it in one theater.
And then see what happens.
And see what happens. And then you saw what happened. 3,000 theaters after the third weekend.
These are scary times. I'm not going to lie. I feel nervous a lot. I have had a cough and everyone around me is like,
you're dead.
You're dead and you're going to kill everyone around you.
You should not be hearing that from your 6-year-old daughter on a regular basis.
She tells it like it is.
Yeah.
She tells it like it is.
That's what I like about her. She does not. She cuts through the clutter.
So my thing is I drove over to Randy's house to do this. Yeah. And as
against Governor Gavin Newsom's direction.
I don't even know who that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving, every time I'm on the road, I had to drive to my Rite Aid store, which is my...
Your Rite Aid store, people don't know this. It's the Rite Aid up on Fairfax and Sunset. And a lot of times you'll go there after we're done doing stand-up sets at the Improv or
at
the Comedy Store.
You got to pick up a prescription.
That's the best time to go and simultaneously the worst time to go.
The freaks come out at night. It's a terrifying place.
I will say that on a regular weeknight, after 10 p.m., your Rite Aid looks like the apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah, I'm like, people are three of you are vampires.
Two of you, it hasn't rained for weeks, and two of you have galoshes on.
It's a crazy place.
Now people are not dressed for the season.
Now the place fits.
Yeah, now everybody in there, you're like, you're looking at the guy who is basically wearing a trash bag for pants, and you're like, can I get a pair of those?
Can I get a pair of those?
What, are we doing this now?
Are we doing this? Is this happening?
That's what you're asking.
So I was heading down there. Anytime I see anyone driving on the road, I'm like, what's this asshole doing? What do you got to be out for, huh?
But then you're out.
I'm the one who's
out. You're actually out, too.
I go in there, and I can't stop thinking. Anytime I go into a Rite Aid or a drugstore, I think about the bit that we did with Ryan Sickler on our podcast that we revitalized on his podcast, The Honeydew.
Yep.
Which was a story on Dumb People Town about a guy who came in asking for where the cheese was, where they kept the cheese.
Which, by the way, if you're shopping for cheese at a Rite Aid, a CVS, or a Walgreens,
and you walk in asking,
first of all,
where
you're
it is,
not doing it right.
You're doing it wrong. And number two, they have a right to be terrified. People started running into the back just because a guy was asking for cheese.
That's serial killer behavior.
And we are.
Where's the cheese at the Rite Aid? And then we were trying to figure out where would it be. So where is the cheese at your Rite Aid?
Cheese at my Rite Aid is right by the vacuum bags and the cough drops.
So it's not by the coffee and the greeting cards.
No, why would it be by that?
Because it makes sense.
Some people would think it's by the box wine and the lawn chairs, but it's not.
It's
by
not.
That.
It would not be nowhere near the razor blades and the Rite Guard.
No. It's not near the Halloween decorations and the foam.
It's not near the loose leaf paper and the ace. Bandages. It's not near any of that.
All right, I'm putting on the
cough it up.
Don't make me laugh.
So it's not near the loose leaf paper or the ace bandages. You're saying that?
No.
And it's nowhere near the hemorrhoid cream and the Swiffer wet ones.
No.
Okay.
And it's not near the batteries and the crutches.
Thank God. You can't put them by the batteries and the crutches. How about the hair dryers and the pomade?
No.
It's not near that.
It's not near that, and it's not near the pantyhose and the Kit Kats.
Okay,
so fine. Stop asking me that.
Okay, fine.
I can't stop doing that bit when I'm in there. But I made it through there, and I made it over here, and I am struck by it is a weird post-apocalyptic feeling
out
there right now.
Nobody's out, and the people that are out, there's like suspicion.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you? Why are you not listening, man?
Well,
maybe they have podcasts to do.
Yeah. We got a podcast to do.
We got a podcast. Then if you're going to say that, then I'm going to be like, okay,
all right.
I understand. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, you know, I know you saw the videos of the people down on spring break. I mean, the fact that there are people who are, the fact that there were people, and this was video shot recently at a hookah bar, sharing hookahs,
like now is like having sex with hookers without condoms. I mean, you're fine.
No. Sharing
roll the dice, I guess.
No. Sharing hookahs. I wouldn't have shared a hookah in 1998. Pre-9/11, I wouldn't have shared a hookah.
No.
I would not have shared a hookah in 98. Literally, this is taking me back to those times.
Like if you're someone who's a hookah sharer, I don't know if we can be friends, period. Pandemic or not.
This pandemic is for you.
Well, so,
were saying this coronavirus is ruining my spring break.
I mean,
I get it. I get it.
So across the board, Randy, across the board, people are upset about it. That was the point I was trying to make.
Sure, they're really
upset. It's post-apocalyptic.
Yep.
Obviously, people are upset that they can't connect with other people anymore. People are losing lots of money. People are getting bored, and they aren't.
We're losing tons of money. Our live performances are how we survive.
I mean, this is like a bad time to realize, oh, we're in the business of gathering people.
That's
in
awful.
A tight space to try and make them laugh.
Yeah.
That's what we signed up to do.
That's maybe not the best
choice.
It didn't take into account
a global pandemic of
infectious diseases that needed to be fought.
So everyone is upset about it. I was trying to think, and I think this could be an interesting topic for our first episode.
Yeah, and you guys tweeted us what you think.
Trying to think of what people, what group of people, what individual people, who is happy that this
are there people that are happy?
Well, and I thought about the thing we did. We did a piece for TBS. We directed and wrote a little piece that Tig Notaro starred in.
So it was who of Cubs fans who were happy that the Cubs, who it was unhappy when the Cubs won the World Series
and broke
in 2016 and broke the curse.
There had to be at least one person
who we figured out who that person was. That was Steve Bartman's fictitious sister, Eve Bartman.
Yes.
Who had made a cottage industry
out of making merchandise that made fun of her brother, Steve.
Right.
So like, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve Bartman.
Like, she had 20,000 adult diapers with Steve's face on it that said the phrase, accidents will happen. So she now had to eat. Couldn't download those. You can't get rid of those at this time when everyone's so happy, when everyone let him off the hook. So who are the people that are happy that this pandemic, because there are some that are happy, and we'll get to those people right after this break. I'm all lost in the supermarket.
along the sharp path to leave. I came in here for a special offer.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Sklar Brothers here.
We're still alive.
We're still alive. We're recording from Randy's basement. And we are going to do a daily podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy this. Sklarbro Country,
the virus pod eps,
or the pandemic pods. What do you guys think?
Two guys, one couch. I'm still going to...
Pandemic pods. Pandemic, someone on Twitter said, sounded like Pam Minnick, to which we then said, I'll reach out and touch you even in the face of a global pandemic.
Pam Minnick.
To which Pam Minnick responded and liked it. Now, we didn't add her. She's just doing sweeps.
She's doing searches of her name. For those who don't know, Pam Minnick is a rodeo announcer that we learned about by doing our show Cheap Seats. By the way, feel free to start a campaign to get Cheap Seats back on the air.
Just tweet at ESPN. Say, where is Cheap? We want a marathon of old Cheap Seats episodes.
And let's try to get that trending.
Let's do it, man. I think we can do it. Now is the time to do it. So
Pam Minnick looked like an adult version of a child beauty pageant star.
We said adult JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, that wasn't that respect.
Maybe that's going too far, but...
That never made it in the show.
No. She was an adult... We said she's an adult child
beauty pageant star.
And she did. She really did. She had the cowboy hat on.
She had the costume.
A lot of makeup. Smiled a lot.
Yeah.
So Pam Minnick, and we wrote a lot of poetry to her about Pam Minnick. I spread the ball around to all fields. You spread the ball around to all fields like Tony Gwynnick, Pam Minnick.
Unlike Ted Kennedy, I would never take you to Chappaquiddick, Pam Minnick.
So... She then found out that we were doing this, and then she just hopped on board.
Became a fan.
I love this.
Much respect for Pam Minnick. So before we hit the break, we were trying to talk about
who would be happy
that this awful global pandemic, this COVID-19
is... There's got to be some people that
are happy. My first thought, and we talked about this on our other podcast, View from the Cheap Seats, the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
That's a group of people that I think are happy that this came along the moment that it came along.
They may not be happy, but they're not mad.
Altuve is dancing right now and not letting someone rip his shirt off.
Because he has a buzzer underneath. He's excited because, and I know where you're going with this, Jay, that they suddenly, let's say the baseball season starts 5 months from now.
Okay.
We get like a very shortened, maybe 40 games.
Yep.
You know, 50 games. Let's say it starts in August and we get the month of August and the month of September, and they play every day, and we get somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 games or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
So it's a third of the season, approximately. Mm-hmm. And they get to play...
That doesn't add up, but yeah.
Yeah, 50, 50, and 50 is...
150.
55, 55, 55 is 165, and there are 162 games. How does that math not add up?
It's three more than the actual
number. It's not fuzzy math. So the point is that if they were to do that, and guys got back and played, even if they're playing not in front of fans, but the sport is back and people can watch it and people are happy about it, are they really going to be throwing at the Astros' heads like we were expecting at the beginning of April, like at the end of March?
These guys were vilified.
Yeah.
These guys were vilified. They were thought to be a group of people that messed with America's pastime, that cheated in a way that ruined the innocence of the game, I guess, that had come back since steroids ruined the innocence of the game.
So that now people are like, if you throw at the Astros' heads,
you're being petty.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at that. Let's be glad we have baseball back.
We made it through a pandemic. You're going to now throw at my head because of this? And suddenly they have a leg to stand on.
You know, it's almost like, thank you. Thank you, COVID-19. You gave us relief.
So one of the things, so we've been trying to figure out what are things we can watch.
Well, but let me add one more person to who I think
because I want you to talk about your McMillions.
Oh, I will. One more thing that I'm hoping that I think who is happy this happened, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. The whiner.
We're going to give David Spade credit.
David Spade credit, who saw him at the Walker and called him Walker Texas Raper. D Spade.
Feel free to call him that.
By the way, David Spade will be on David Spade's show, Lights Out. He's going to do like a sequestered, Skyped-in panel that we're going to do on Wednesday, March 25th. So watch us on that.
Hey. So, So I think...
Weinstein.
Ecstatic. Because, yes, he's going away to prison, and that doesn't change anything, and that sucks. But he is not being spoken about
in way, like we'd be spending a lot of time talking about Harvey Weinstein right now.
Right. So he kind of slips up, and the way
got that, off the hook,
not off the hook, but he's not in the light. And so what that got me starting to think of, and this will be a viewing recommendation to you guys, is the documentary on HBO. If you don't have HBO, maybe I'll just,
if you don't know what HBO is.
Okay. So HBO documentaries did a thing called McMillions, mm-hmm. which,
by the way, I'm a huge fan of Nate McMillion.
That's Nate
former
McMillan.
Coach of the
that's Nate
and
McMillan.
Player for the that's Seattle not, Supersonics.
It's not McMillions.
Portland's coach, Nate McMillan.
That's Nate McMillan.
Yep.
McMillions is the documentary they made about how the McDonald's Monopoly game was compromised by the mob in Florida and like a Jewish guy.
So funny.
Uncle Jerry. Uncle Jerry. And there's another Jerry, like from the mob, and those guys got together.
Two Jerrys.
I'm not going to give it away because it's don't definitely give
it
away. Worth watching.
I want to see it. But is it better than the documentary King of Kong?
I would almost put it in the same ballpark because the characters are, the people in it are like so perfect.
Ridiculous.
Like the FBI guy who wants to go undercover and start this whole thing. It's so great. Everyone is perfect.
Yeah.
And what I love about it, what I was fascinated about it is the time that they caught everyone and the case came to light and everyone's outrage was boiling to, was at a boiling point.
Yep.
August 2001.
Yeah.
August 2001. So everyone was, the FBI spent all this time.
Yep. Yep.
They were digging into this case.
Yep. And then suddenly they're like, no, it's over.
Well, I guess we got to do real work.
I guess we can't be filling up our file books with McRibs.
Right. That's done.
That's over.
Because now we got to deal with people attacking America.
Exactly.
And finding out, using the FBI for that. So
in that vein, the Astros are happy.
Astros are
we're
happy.
We're off it.
Weinstein Harvey Weinstein happy. Is happy. I can't really think of anyone else who's a deplorable human being right now.
Maybe. R. Kelly. Some of the heat's off him.
Logan Paul.
Some of the heat's off him.
I don't know. It just does kind of feel like
how many influencers are going to like go around and start touching people in public play? You know what I mean? That video. That's a Logan Paul video waiting to happen.
Go for it, bro.
Come at
us on this couch, bro.
Yeah, we're right here. There's a spot in between us that we're not going to let you sit on, bro.
Come get in there, bro.
Get out from under there,
get
bro.
Get down underneath there, bro. Come on, bro. That's for those who don't know,
it's our Hawaiian Raiders fan.
Hawaiian Raiders fans,
Tua Nua Nuance.
And his brother, Chewy. Nua Nuance.
Kenny.
And their
son.
They have a son named Kenny Jr.
Kenny
Jr. Now, there is no one in the name, in Kenny the family name, Kenny Sr., but they called him Kenny Jr.
Both these guys are over 400 pounds, and the kid is 12
and
is 280.
Both these guys are over 400 pounds, and they've worn flip-flops to a funeral.
Get down from there, bro.
Hey, get down. Hey,
help lift the casket, bro.
Hey,
put down the kettle chips, and let's lift up that casket, bro.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Raiders are on in an hour, bro.
Gruden's up, bro.
He's knocking wood, bro.
Come on, bro. You know, for me, this period of time does wash away some of those things that happened before, because there is a feeling of this, unlike I've ever had over anything else, where there is life before this thing started, and there is life after it, and those things will never be the same again. We're going to become a nation of Howie Mandels.
We're going to become a nation.
And he's not even American.
Right. We're going to become a nation of Howard Hugheses.
I hope not.
I was thinking about that. Just people germophobically
isolating.
Isolated in our own little airplane hangars. The Simpsons did it so well with Mr. Burns. Feet in
Kleenex
boxes. Shoes in Kleenex boxes that we've used. That is what we are going to become. And the crazy thing is you just... Right now, it's the beginning, so we almost don't even know the severity of everything.
And maybe things accelerate at a rate that we don't even understand, and they find ways to
vaccinate.
I mean, I would love for what we're doing right now to feel like
ridiculous,
a quaint, absurd thing.
Right.
Nothing would make me happier than for us to look like fools for doing this right now.
But we're here for you, and we're going to be here answering all the questions you have talking about the things you want to talk about.
I want to talk about, before we get out of here.
Before we get out of here.
In this first episode, music and or songs
to listen to during the pandemic.
And music and or songs that on title alone are inappropriate.
For pandemic listens.
Okay. I think something that's appropriate, don't stand so close to me, police.
There you go. There you go.
That's an edict.
Some that's inappropriate, touch me by the Doors.
Or I touch myself.
Yeah.
Well, that actually is appropriate.
That is appropriate.
You can do that. I would say
do a lot of it.
Just Purell afterwards and before.
Before you touch anything else, any surface after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that not in a pandemic.
Appropriate, can't touch this.
Uh-huh. Not appropriate, too legit to quit.
Which, I mean, he wasn't too legit to quit.
He was not.
You can't make a statement like that.
Uh-huh.
You can't start hanging out with the Falcons, mm-hmm. a team that never won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
And say, we're all too legit to quit. You're
That's
putting
right.
your stank,
That's right.
MC Hammer, on those people.
What other songs are appropriate and not appropriate?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I want to hear your songs.
Reach out and touch someone. That's one you can't do.
Reach out and touch someone that's an old AT&T.
That wasn't a song.
It's not a song. Reach out and touch someone.
That came from a song.
No, it didn't.
It did not.
All right. I don't know anymore.
All right. Let's hear yours. Favorite pandemic songs. I'll say I'm going to give you an album to listen to that is really beautiful and really cool. The album's called Neon Skyline, and the artist is called, his name is Andy Schauf, Schauf. Mm-hmm. Canadian, beautiful voice. Very
Paul Simon-y.
Yeah, kind of Paul Simon-y. Very layered, thoughtful music. He did a whole album about going down to his local bar and everything that surrounds that, and him with losing a girlfriend and all that stuff, and relationships. And it's just beautiful.
All things we can't do anymore.
Yeah, going down to your local bar. So
check that out.
Neon Skyline.
And I will say this, you know, for many years and for decades, people made fun of Brian Wilson for the way he lived.
He may be the guy that we're all looking to.
He's the most prepared for an outbreak like COVID-19.
Yep.
Brian Wilson, put a sandbox in your living room and then hide under your covers. Put us in your ears if you can every week.
Hopefully we'll walk with you in moments of quiet solitude.
And in the moments where you see only one set of footsteps, just know we're podcasting for you.
Yep.
And that's when we carried you. We're the Sklar Brothers.
This is Sklarbro Country, the virus eps, or the pandemic pods. You decide. During the week, we're going to drop a new one.
Five a week. Every single day, we're going to give you something.
All right? Guys, be safe out there. Love each other. Love yourselves. We're out.
A podcast network.